Another question?
Yes, moving beyond this initial experimental installation, could you, could the panel please shed some light on what the ultimate goal is in terms of the size of the installation? Would it be both economically feasible in terms of generating the power? And also, in terms of the, for instance, I'm thinking of the huge volume of noise that's likely to be generated. In fact, I'd also, I don't know if anybody on the panel knows about the largest wind-generating offshore installation in the UK, off Cumbria, which I think is like 360 megawatts. Now, that, you know, we're hearing a lot of people on shore miles and miles away are being affected by the oscillation of the drone noise. I'm wondering how also that travels, of course, far underwater. I'm also wondering if you could perhaps comment on what we know, what we might have learned from the Wallen installation in the UK. And also, Paul, I'd like to know, what would be, are there any available economic data on how this would positively impact the Midcoast?
Okay, so I think there are four or five questions there. I'm going to ask Ken to address the first question, which I think was about sort of the vision, and I think from the state of Maine perspective, it would be helpful to hear the vision for ultimate potential development of offshore wind energy in the state. And then Pete, you, Marcus, could maybe speak to the questions or answers about environmental impacts. And then I think there was another question for Paul about economic development.
Just to clarify my question, my initial question about it was about the what is being foreseen now as the ultimate size of this installation. Okay, if this initial experimental project proves feasible.
Okay, so we'll have Ken speak to the state perspective and then Carly going to speak from the state perspective.
Before I answer that, I want to stress again that we're still in the R&D phase as far as I'm concerned, so if you look ahead and say what could be the potential, we're talking 500 maybe is the next commercial. 500 installed would be a commercial operation. And then even if you look beyond that, 2030, 2040, we could be up over 1,000. That's looking at the potential that's there. Of course, all of this is contingent on being able to develop the technology and have that technology deployed in a way that is commercially right. So when, you know, when we say the next step is 500, obviously that's going to take some time, and that's what's important about this project is the, you know, that we need to begin at some point and really learn both from a standpoint of the technology installed but as well as what are the implications both from a positive as well as maybe some learning that we need to do in that area. So one of the things that I often hear is that people say, well, it's going to happen tomorrow. We're looking at years of work ahead, in my opinion, because just the permitting for the 12 or the four turbines, I think, is going to take a couple, 3 years. And just to get to that point, to then learn what the next step is and what needs to be applied. So I'm not sure that that was exactly the question you were asking, but I want to stress the fact that we can say it can be 2,000, 3,000, but that's all contingent on developing the technology.
Well, maybe Kari could shed some light on the ultimate goal here in terms of the size of the installation. Would it be floating in fact? It probably wouldn't be embedded in the ocean floor.
Can I just add one?
It's an initial feasibility study, but presumably there's a goal towards.
If it indeed proves out to be feasible, a permit or a lease would be granted. Then I imagine that it will take several years for construction and testing and finding out whether it's there's commercial feasibility. And then if there is commercial feasibility found, then that proposal, when it comes forward, would then go through an additional environmental analysis, presumably using the data that's been gathered, not presumably, but of course using all the data that's been gathered in the preceding years to make some determination before moving forward with that as well.
Yes, from our perspective, this is, we have no specific plans for the big commercial park at the moment. But that's obvious our ultimate goal in the future. When we think about it, we think about 2020-ish could be. Some years ago, they were up to 100 megawatts. So this goes in steps. And the biggest one we've seen so far is 1,000 megawatts. But the normal at this stage is 300 to 500.